It's no secret that Dublin is facing a water supply crisis. The fact that people in the Greater Dublin region were asked to conserve water during January this year in the middle of winter at the height of the rainy season highlights the extent to which the situation regarding water supply in the capital is really on a knife edge. For more, I'm joined by our environment correspondent, George Lee. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Mary.
We've been hearing about the water supply crisis facing Dublin for years. Uisce Éireann has a plan. It's to take water from the Shannon. There's huge local opposition. The clock is ticking. How deep is the crisis now?
It's very deep. Actually, if you take in January, as you said, when we were asked to conserve water in the middle of the rainy season, the peak demand there was 636 million litres per day in the Greater Dublin area. What they can sustainably supply at the absolute maximum is 600, so we're well over it. The above supply demand was, there were no days during 2019 when we were above demand, above supply. By last year, 2023, 80 days. In the first 25 days of this year, 23 of those days, the demand for water in the Greater Dublin region was greater than what they could supply. So I don't know what it's been since then, but we've had a lot of rain, and we had a lot of rain then anyway. So it's about drinking water, not rainwater. And the problem is that we haven't had a new supply of water for the Greater Dublin area for 60 years. During that time, population I know of the country has gone from 3.5 million to 5.1 million, most of which is in that whole zone that they're talking about from the Midlands over. And there's no new supplies. You look at the situation where you've got a plan for 300,000 new houses in the country over the next 10 years. Where's the water going to come from? Where's the water going to come from for industry? So the issue is about we are desperately at the point now where we are facing an issue. If you're conserving water in the winter, you're going to be in trouble in the summer. So the issue is this plan is going to what Irish Water has been doing, and obviously they've been looking at it for 25 years and with changes all over the years. Firstly, they were going for a different lake along the Shannon or a different lake somewhere else. They decided that this is the most sustainable, this is the most economic, this will benefit the most people. You take the water from the Partine Basin, you start feeding it the whole way right across the country with all of the different places fed off of it. And there's a whole arc. If you take an arc from, say, Bird Hill in County Tipperary, and you go the whole way in an arc up as far as Drogheda, Dundalk, up around that area, they would benefit. If you take the arc on the south side, they say, this is Irish Water's projections, right across to Arklow and everywhere in between. Not necessarily from just the new water supply, there'll be 36 spurs off it, but also because you're relieving water which otherwise would go to the Dublin area and making it available for the whole local area, which reduces right. The pressure on supply. They say there's benefits for everybody. And so they think that now we are desperately past the point where we need this. And here is Angela Ryan. She's the water resource strategy specialist for Uisce Éireann, explaining what she wants to do.
We're talking about 300 million litres of water per day. So just to put that in context there, the existing demand in the Greater Dublin area is about 600 million litres per day. So we're not talking about just supplying the Greater Dublin area using water from the Shannon. We will be looking to connect 36 other water supplies along the route from Partine Basin to the Greater Dublin area. So they're vulnerable supplies at present. They equally have issues with supply and demand. We're talking about large towns like Mullingar. We're talking about towns like Tullamore that, again, have very precarious water supplies. So we're looking to resolve those issues.
We know the need. Angela's explained it there. Explain the controversy.
Well, the controversy obviously is you're going to be taking a lot of water because, as she said, it's 300 million litres per day, every day. And the big issue is that has consequences in terms of the Partine Basin. It's about 2% of the water in the Partine Basin, which is at the lower end of the Shannon, lower than Lough Derg. Beyond that, the water goes to Limerick and out into the estuary. They have a deal with ESB that ESB, which is using the water for Ardna Crusha power station, that they've reduced their take to 1%, and so the net gain is 1%. Our net take is 1% out of the basin. But the issue that the Shannon River Protection Alliance, a group of people who think that this is a really bad idea, they say that there are other solutions. They say, why don't you look for water closer to Dublin? You're taking it 170 kilometres. There's lots of things you can do in the middle. And they're saying mostly fix the leaks. My God, they're saying the amount amount of water leaking out of the pipes in the Greater Dublin area is enormous. It was close to nearly 50% on one occasion. I think a lot of work has been done on that to improve it. They're down just above 30%. And they're saying, also, what about water charges? That was a great way of reducing the demand for water. And they just feel that this is an unnecessary waste of money. That is, it is not environmentally, from their point of view, safe for the whole Shannon area. And they think that more can be done. And so here is Donal Whelan. He is a director of the Shannon River Protection Alliance and also their treasurer.
There are alternative sources of water, much closer, say, in the Kildare area, even underground water. The Slaney River is 20 kilometres. They're going to pipe it 172 kilometres through 500 farms, which is a crazy idea. If they're going to dig this pipe, if it goes ahead, they're going to have a way leave of 50 metres while they're constructing it. They're going to retain a 20 metre way leave forever for maintenance. But they're not just building a pipe, there has to be a second pipe for backup. Now, our worry and our danger is that at future dates, they may increase the amount they're taking. So we'd be very concerned about that.
George, is water from the Shannon the only game in town?
I think it is the main. There's a big issue for for Uisce Éireann if it doesn't happen, because they're going to have to do something, take more water from the River Liffey. Already 40% of the water from the River Liffey is taken for the drinking water in Dublin and in the Dublin region. 85% of all of the water for the entire area is coming from the one river, and so they have a huge problem in relation to that. To some extent, they're looking down the barrel of a gun, not just on that, but by virtue of climate change, which hasn't been included in all of the analysis of the objectives to date. And the climate change issue means that we're going to have real problems when we're demanding more from those river sources. Here's Conor Murphy, Professor of Geography at the University of Maynooth and an expert in what's happening in relation to climate change.
We look to the 1970s, 1930s, into the late 1900s, for example. There are big drought events that, if they were to reoccur, would really push our capital past a tipping point. Precarious is how I would describe water resources in the Greater Dublin region. We've had a lack of investment over many decades. We're seeing increasing demands for water through population growth, economic activity. And then when we think of climate change into the future, we expect summers to become drier, winters to become wetter. For summer, for example, we're looking on average about a 20% reduction in rainfall in the eastern region of the country. That translates into about a 40% reduction in river flows in summer, and then droughts as well. So it's not just changes in rainfall, it's increases in temperature. So when you get a rainfall deficit, high temperatures, increases evaporation, we expect to see more severe and more frequent droughts into the future.
Conor Murphy there, 25 years talking about it. Is there a deadline now?
I think we're way past the deadline, Mary, because it takes so long to put the solution in place. To some extent, the government has run away from the decision. It was expected to be, I suppose, looked at a cabinet meeting a couple of weeks ago. I think that there was an expectation, certainly among Uisce Éireann, that they may well get approval to go to the planning stage. When it goes to the planning stage, it would have to have maybe 2 years of planning, and with an absolute burst, maybe you could get it done in another 6 or 7 years. You're looking at 8 or 9 years. In the meantime, you're going to have we may well have droughts, we may well have changes in climate change. Where are you getting the water for the houses? Where are you getting the water for the businesses? This is way past the knife edge. This is so difficult in terms of if you were trying to manage it and not have those outages. So Uisce Éireann will be looking for people to play their part, for businesses to play their part. And tomorrow we'll have a look and see what people can do in terms of water conservation, which is going to be the name of the game that we're going to get used to for many years until this is delivered or some other project is delivered to solve the issue in Dublin.
Lots and lots of questions. I'm not sure about all the answers to those questions, but more from you, George Lee. Thank you very much.